is Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge,
your hometown voice.
And now your host, the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith.
I am Jeff Smith, and this is Rogue Talk for December 16th, 2016. And very happy to be back in studio with you today. After last week's show, I had to pre-record so I could head to the basketball tournament in Coquille, but also really under the weather last week, and my voice, as you probably heard, I was struggling a bit just to record the segments that I did, but I'm really happy to be back. And a couple of notes about the program. We don't have an interview today, but what we will be talking about is something we hear a lot this time of year, and I want to kind of dig into it a little bit, and that is people calling for putting the Christ back into Christmas. And I want to get into what does that mean, or what do people mean when they say that, and what I think maybe it should mean, because I think it gets a little overused, and maybe some people can be a little overzealous about what that means to them. So we're going to dig into that. What made me think about that was a meme that was shared on Facebook that was about that subject. And there's some things in the meme, and I'll read it to you later. There's some things in there I agree with, but there's some other things that I don't quite agree with. And so we'll get into that, and I'll be asking you to call in. And if you have an opinion on what we'll be talking about, I definitely would like to take your calls. If you'd like to call in, and I'll give the number again after the first break, but if you want to get on the line now, the number to call is 541-299-0498. Once again, that's 541-299-0498. And if you have an opinion about what it means when people say we'd like to put the Christ back in Christmas, if you have an opinion on that or something to say about that, I'd love to take your call. And we'll be talking about that in the second segment. And as far as Rogue River news goes, I don't have a whole lot to report, except one thing on a kind of a personal note for me. I picked up my copy of the Rogue River Press last night, and in the obituaries, I was saddened to see the passing of a friend of mine. Mary Rich was a lady that I got to know from doing some work for her, and I would work for her a couple of times a year, every year for the last several years. But she was more than a customer to me, and I only saw her those, you know, two or sometimes three times a year when she would call me and have some needs. But we would spend a lot of time talking, and this was a very neat lady. She, her career for, you know, in her life, she spent a lot of time in Hollywood, as well as with her husband. And I don't know a lot about him, but, you know, they both worked in Hollywood, and she had some neat stories she would tell me. But the reason that I cherished my relationship with her, having her as a friend as well as a client, was she was very encouraging to me for my endeavors in public speaking and in doing this and being on the radio, the sports and starting this show. I would tell her about what I was working on and what I was going to be doing. And of course I emceed the Miss Rogue River pageant. This past year I got to be the MC for the Rooster Crow Car Show. And I love all of these things, but they're all a different challenge. And I on several occasions talked to her about those things, and she was very encouraging and, you know, always had my best interest in mind with her advice and with her encouragement. So I was saddened to see that she passed last month. And there's a short obituary in the Rogue River Press if you want to go and look at that, but it's just a brief statement there. But this was a neat lady, and I just wanted to be able to put that out there that, you know, I'm gonna miss her a lot. And so I was saddened to read about that. That's really the only community event or community news that I had to talk about today. I'm sure there's things that maybe I could be talking about, but I didn't have anything of note. So I did want to remind all of my listeners, all three of you, if you have a person that you think should be on Rogue Talk or that I can interview, or there's a news event or there's an upcoming community event that I'm not talking about here, I want to hear from you. I want to make this show all about Rogue River, and I want to include as much of Rogue River as I can. And even though I don't have an interview today, I did book two interviews this week for the upcoming weeks, including one for next week. And I'm not going to say who it is. I don't like to do that in case they have to cancel or I have to cancel for some reason. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but I have a very talented and impressive young lady that is originally from Rogue River. I believe she lives in Grants Pass now, but has done some pretty notable things recently. And so you're not going to want to miss next week's show. I think it's going to be a great interview, and I will have her live in studio, which is the way I really prefer these interviews to be. So I'm looking forward to that next week. And then I have another interview lined up, and I will mention this one, even if we have to change it, that's okay. She's definitely committed to come on the show. And, sorry, having some tech, as is getting is common with this show, I struggle with technology. So anyhow, that the other guest that will be coming on after the first of the year is Deborah Schnicker. And Deborah, I hope I get your name right. I struggle sometimes with names, as a lot of my listeners find out. And so Deborah started the Weimer Beautification Group, and I've talked about it here a couple of times in the past. They've had two cleanups since she started the group, and they do looks like they're scheduling about one time per month to go out and do a cleanup somewhere in the Weimer community. And I've given her the option of coming on, and she was excited to do that so we can promote their next cleanup. And she'll be on the first Friday in January, and their next cleanup will be that Saturday. So we'll be promoting that, and I'm looking forward to having her in studio. And I'm working on some other interviews. I know everybody likes the interviews, and I'm trying to, as we go into this new year, I'd like to have more consistent interviews, so you don't have to listen to me ramble on quite as much. So we're looking forward to that. And that's all the community stuff I've got to talk about today. So let's move over to Rogue River Chieftain Sports. The girls basketball team in this past week, of course, both teams traveled to the Coquille Winter Lake Classic tournament. And unfortunately, both teams lost a pair of games at that tournament. And those were on Friday and Saturday. The girls lost to Coquille and then to Reedsport. And the boys also in that tournament. And again, technology. I need about six devices so I can keep up with all this stuff. The boys at the same tournament, they lost also to Coquille, but then to St. Mary's. So an early non-league or non-conference game against a conference opponent. And St. Mary's in their first game had lost to Reedsport and didn't shoot well in that game. So we thought it might be a better game for the Chieftain boys, but the St. Mary's team was on fire that Saturday game, and not a lot that the Chieftains could do to slow down that offensive attack. And then later in the week on Tuesday, both teams traveled to Glide, and of course, games that we covered right here on 94.3 The Bridge. The boys team lost to Glide 51-35, And I wasn't able to get Coach Haynes on an interview after the game, but I did talk to him after the game, and he was actually encouraged by a lot of things that they did in that game. And most notably, they really cut down on the turnovers. Turnovers have been a big problem for the Chieftain teams. And in fact, there was a two-game stretch I can recall as we were keeping some stats for the broadcast where they were over 50 turnovers for two games, and that's a lot of turnovers. And I don't know what the total was for Tuesday, but he was very pleased with how much better they played cutting down on the turnovers. And the girls also played, and the girls result from Glide, they lost 73-11, and it wasn't quite as bad as the score would sound. The Glide girls had one shooter that was just hot, especially in the first and the fourth quarter. She was just hitting everything she threw up. I think she ended up with 24 or 25 points. And the other problem for the Chieftain girls, and it's going to be a problem on and off a little bit longer, is, you know, they were down two starters, and actually down three if you count Talon Fricke, who's been out for a couple of weeks now. Talon should be back for January, so going into the conference season, they should have Talon back, but they were also without Zoe Reeder and Jesse Langfield. So when you're missing three of your starters, it's going to be a tough night. And the Chieftain girls struggle to score a lot of points as it is, and you know, without Jesse there, who's generally their top scorer, that was going to be a tough night for them. And they did struggle, but it wasn't, the game didn't really seem as bad as what the score might show you. And later on in the final break, we'll be given the schedule for the teams because they've got a busy schedule coming up next week. So we'll get into that. And also some news from the wrestling team. They were able to make it to this tournament after having an issue with the bus and not being able to get to their first tournament of the year. And they had three Chieftains finished in third place in their weight class. And those were Gavin Decker, Austin Quayle, and there's four of them. So I misread this here. So Gavin Decker, Austin Quayle, Caleb Barnwell, and Gabe Ishidi all finished third at the SIO tournament. So congratulations to those Chieftain wrestlers. And one more note, I now that I see Gavin Decker's name here, I didn't want to forget to mention something else that I saw on Facebook this week. Gavin and Garen, his younger brother, were heading to school the other morning, and a friend of the show who I won't mention because I don't know that's necessary, but she had fallen, and I guess it turns out she may have broken her knee and had some other issues. And I guess some people drove by her while she was down and not able to really help herself, and she was injured, you know, pretty badly. And the Decker boys stopped to help her out. And so I want to salute them for being good neighbors and just good people. And I got to say, it doesn't surprise me. I've known these kids a long time, and these are two great kids. And so I wanted to salute them, and I didn't have that in my notes, but seeing, you know, Gavin's name there, I remembered that was kind of a feel-good story that was going around Facebook this week. So, again, you know, kudos to the Decker boys. And so that's it for the news and sports for this first segment. And I've already looked at the clock and noticed I've run a little longer than I had hoped, so we'll have to see how quickly we can get through the next segment. So, like I said, we'll be talking about putting the Christ back in Christmas and what that means or what that should mean. And if you'd like to call in, the phone number is 541-299-0498, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When the world seems a little crazy, we are radio you can count on.
You can count on.
94.3.
The Bridge.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start in the NBA, where the league appears to have avoided a possible work stoppage for next season. The league and the players have agreed in principle to a new contract, a collective bargaining agreement, one day before the sides faced a deadline for opting out of the current deal. The new package still needs formal approval from owners and unions. This is Wizard coach Scott Brooks.
It's great that the players and the owners came together. That's what it's about. The fans have done a great job of supporting and cheering for all of us, and they get to see it. I don't know how long their agreement is, but hopefully they can see it forever and no lockout.
In the NBA yesterday on the court, it was the Washington Wizards over Charlotte, 109-106, Miami 95, Pacers 89. The Raptors beat the Sixers 123-114, while the Clippers stopped Orlando 113-108. Nets 107, Lakers 97, the Grizzlies over Cleveland 93-85. This is SRN Sports. More NBA tallies here. Rockets 132, Sacramento 98. Detroit beat Dallas 95-85. It was the Jazz over Oklahoma City 109-89. Spurs 108, Celtics 101. AP Top 25 College Basketball yesterday. Number 2, UCLA, clobbered UC Santa Barbara 102-62. Number 4, Baylor over Southern U 89-59. Number 14, Wisconsin, and number 19, Arizona were also winners. In the National Hockey League yesterday, the Sharks beat Ottawa 4-3 in a shootout. It was the Penguins 4 and the Bruins 3 in overtime. Lightning 6, Calgary 3. Philadelphia got the better of Colorado by a 4-3 score. Major League Baseball will continue to enjoy labor peace for 5 more seasons. Owners and players have ratified a new collective bargaining agreement that runs through 2021. Teams yesterday voted 29-1 to approve the deal. This is SRN Sports.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. Gonna give me just a second here. I seem to have damaged my headphones, so we're gonna see if I can switch headphones here. See if I can hear myself now. Well, we're gonna go without the headphones. I don't have anybody in studio, so it won't matter. But Pastor Gigline will be docking my pay here because I think I damaged a pair of his headphones here. So I want to welcome you back to Rogue Talk. And, you know, as you can tell, I not only do I write the show, but I produce the show and I'm the host. And, well, sometimes that doesn't always go so well. So the subject today, oh, and one more thing, I did receive a text today, so I want to give a quick shout out. My grandmother and my mother are listening, so I've tripled my listenership today, so that's good. And I want to say hi to them, and Grandma, get better. My grandmother took a little fall recently, so hopefully she's doing well and on the mend. And so I want to welcome both of them to Rogue Talk today. I'm glad to have you listening. And so today we're talking about Christmas, and I'm going to read a meme to you that I saw on Facebook, and I want to know what people think about it. And if you'd like to call in and give your opinion about this, and that number is 541-299-0498. Once again, 541-299-0498. Okay, and what this meme said, if what I'm about to say offends you, I hope you can get over it. Well, it's always great when something on Facebook starts with that. You know it's going to be good when they're already apologizing for offending people. It says, it is time we followers of Christ up and say something before it is too late. There are people who want to take Christ out of Christmas because it might offend someone. Well, how about all of the Christians? You are offending us because you are taking our Christ out of Christmas. Christ is Christmas. If you aren't celebrating Christ, then why are you celebrating? Christmas is about the birth of our Savior. Christmas is one of a few holidays that celebrate my Christ. I'm not sure what they mean by that. Leave my holiday alone and tell everyone Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays. And then they, of course, they give the repost, if you're not ashamed, Jesus is the reason for the season. Well, there's some things I agree with, but first of all, please stop telling people to repost for Christ. It's not how it works. Okay, you're not getting credit in heaven because you post something or don't post something or share something on Facebook. It doesn't work that way. Please stop doing that. But that aside, what does this mean about putting Christ back in Christmas? And is it other people that are responsible for leaving Christ out of Christmas? I'm not so sure it's always the secular others. I don't know how else to describe that are responsible for this. Now there was recently a story about a school here in Oregon, and I've got the CNN version of this story, and I'm going to go through this really quick. They asked their staff not to use Santa Claus in their holiday decorations at school. Santa Claus is quintessential to the holiday season in America. You see him in stores. And I'm going to kind of paraphrase some of this. I'm not going to read the whole article. But basically, they're saying that Santa Claus can't be used in their decorations in this public school. This is in Hillsboro, Oregon. And well, I understand what they're trying to do there. They're not really excluding Christianity. If they're having Christmas celebrations, Christmas is a Christian holiday. Santa Claus and Christmas trees are really more of a pagan tradition that we've adopted. But it's not, you know, Santa Claus is not really Christian. And I know the stories of Saint Nicholas and all of that, but the Santa Claus that we use for Christmas and even the Christmas tree, these are pagan traditions. And I don't see a big groundswell of paganism taking over the country. So I think that one may be a little overreaching. But what that article points to me is this idea of taking Christ out of Christmas. We're all guilty of that. It's not just the secular society that sometimes pushes for, you know, too many, they take things too far sometimes. I'll admit that. But we as Christians have taken Christ out of Christmas. And when it comes to things like a manger scene, there's plenty of places where we can set up manger scenes where we don't need to push this into the public square per se. We have churches, we have our own personal homes. There's so many places where we can share our Christian values or our Christian stories freely that it's not necessary to, you know, to go to force people into a situation where they want to fight you. And even if you're right, sometimes, you know, being right doesn't mean it's the right thing to do. So the way I kind of take this, and I agree with the premise that we need to put the Christ back in Christmas, but the way I would go about this, and they do touch on this a little bit in the meme, so I don't want to say it's all negative, because it's not. But they do mention, you know, that, you know, about your faith and maybe within your family, putting the Christ back in Christmas. Maybe Christmas shouldn't be so much about iPads and Xboxes. Maybe if we spent more time focusing on the birth of Christ and how pivotal that birth is to all of Christianity, and how important that we recognize that was the virgin birth. I mean, really, Christianity hinges on that fact. If we can't prove that the birth of Christ was a virgin birth, it sort of puts the whole story of Christ up in the air, because yes, the coming of the Savior was told in the Bible, but without the virgin birth, the miraculous, if you want to call it supernatural, which is somewhat the term some people use, I don't really like it, but that's what more people maybe understand, that the nature of the birth of Christ, it's pivotal I'm really struggling with that word, to Christianity and to what we believe, and then that carries over to the resurrection, the resurrection of Christ. All of that, it all ties together, and so we could do a better job within our families, and I dare say within some of our churches. We have some, churches in this country that don't really talk a lot about the Bible. They call themselves Christian churches, and there's some of these big mega churches that you see on TV, and they've become more of a self-help type of thing than a Bible-based, religion. And it's not that they're not believers, but they stress too much of the things that really aren't in the Bible, and they get away from, the real teachings in the Bible. And of course, this station is run by a church. It's a Lutheran church, and I'm not Lutheran, but because I'm on the station, I listen to the station quite a bit, and I learn a lot of things. And of course, there's things I agree with and things I don't agree with. But when it comes to the story of the birth of Christ, and when it comes to the story of the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ, there's not a lot of differences among the Christian religions. We all pretty much agree on the importance of those things. So, I think putting the Christ back in Christmas, it's not so much a public thing. I mean, we can have public displays. Again, we have churches, and many churches will put out all kinds of public displays of, manger scenes and other things related to whatever season it happens to be. But we don't need to force this into the public square either. I just don't think that's necessary. It doesn't mean, but that also doesn't mean that we hide from our Christianity. But they mention about in the meme, they mention about saying Merry Christmas because we're Christians. Well, even that, I would temper that a little bit. If I know that I have a friend that, let's say, is Jewish, I'm going to wish him a happy Hanukkah. Why should I force Christmas on him if that's not what he believes? If he's celebrating Hanukkah around the same time of year that I'm celebrating Christmas, I'm going to wish him a happy Hanukkah. At some other time, maybe I might go to him and say, you really ought to give Christianity a second look. But I don't have to force that on him at a joyous celebration time for both religions. Or maybe you have a friend that's Jehovah's Witness. When I have a couple of friends, including one of my neighbors that's Jehovah's Witness, I don't wish them anything. I just say good day to you. I say, how are things going? I hope things are going well for you. They don't celebrate the holidays the way other Christian religions do. So there's no reason for me to say something that may or may not be offensive, but it's just not necessary. So this idea that, well, I tell everybody Merry Christmas because I'm Christian, that's fine. I don't mind identifying myself as a Christian. In fact, I enjoy that. I love to get into discussions with people about that. But again, it can be taken to the point of being offensive, and I don't think that's what Jesus would want from us. So I just don't participate in being, that way so much. But let's get back to the the idea. Now that I've beat up on the Christians a little bit in being maybe a little overzealous with this, let's go back to this secular idea of now trying to get rid of Santa Claus. I was hoping to have Pastor Gigline join me today for a little bit of this, because he recently did a show on his show Once for All, which is also a show here on the Bridge. It's every weekday mornings at 7 a.m. with a replay at 4 o'clock. So you could listen to today's show right after my show today. But he recently did a show where he talked about this story from, you know, Hillsboro, where they want to get rid of Santa Claus. And it just seems kind of comical that they're taking it to this level, because, again, you know, Santa Claus is not really my idea of Christianity. And the fact that these are pagan traditions, I don't think we need to get away from the traditions. I just think we need to understand and put them in context and understand what Christmas is really about. That doesn't mean we don't have to give, you know, we don't give gifts to the kids and let the little ones, you know, learn or, you know, wait for Santa Claus and all of that. I'm not a proponent of getting rid of all that. I just think we need to put things in perspective and understand what that is. But the fact that a school would want to get rid of Santa Claus, I mean, yes, he is tied to Christmas, which is a Christian holiday. But if you're celebrating the holidays, what else are you celebrating? It's a little confusing. I mean, I know there's New Year's also. And again, you know, you can tell someone if you know somebody is a non-believer and that they're offended by Christian beliefs, you can tell someone happy holidays. You know, the New Year's it's not really a religious holiday. It's still something we celebrate. So again, happy holidays is perfectly fine with me. If somebody wishes me happy holidays, I mean, you know, it's a lot better than someone, you know, than the guy that cuts you off in traffic or you make a mistake in traffic and they honk at you and scream at you and do any number of things. You know, I'm not going to get upset with someone wishing me a happy holidays. They don't know what I believe and I don't know what they believe. So they're just trying to not be offensive. And I don't have a problem with that. But I also don't have a problem with people that wish a Merry Christmas. I mean, yes, I celebrate, but I know they're stepping out a little bit or assuming something when they wish someone a Merry Christmas, but it's just something nice to say. Nobody should be offended by that. But again, I'm a Christian, so maybe my point of view, you know, isn't complete on that. But again, I think it's a balance. But so kind of going back and tying this all together and, I just think that everything needs to be done with a measured thoughtfulness. You know, I have friends that are believers. I have friends that are not believers. I do have at least one friend that was Jewish, although I haven't been in touch with him as much recently. But and then, of course, all of my Christian friends are all different religions and they have different things. I grew up in the Mormon church, and believe me, I know a little bit about being, you know, held to account for beliefs that are different than someone else. I can remember the neighborhood church, you know, showing a movie that was an anti-Mormon movie, and that's a hard thing for a kid to understand. And so, believe me, I'm not completely unaware of how things can be taken and how, you know, how different people's views are. So I kind of like to kind of fall in the middle and I don't mean the wishy-washy middle. I just mean you've got to be sensitive to other people's thoughts. And we can all, and again, my opinion is that that's what Christ would want from us. We're supposed to love one another. We're supposed to, you know, live our lives the way he lived his life here on earth. And if we're, you know, if we're being contentious in certain ways, or we're, you know, making things uncomfortable for other people, I just don't think that that's what he would want from us. And so, you know, I'm not attacking this meme, but it did get me thinking. And I had also heard Pastor Gigline's show related to the whole Santa Claus incident in Hillsborough. And it just got me thinking that, you know, maybe the right answer is somewhere in the middle. And I was hoping maybe we'd get someone to call in today, but apparently we're not going to get any calls, but I'll give that number out again. And, you know, I had shared on Facebook that we might have some goodies to give away. I do have one of the two things here. I do have a few t-shirts, so anyone that calls in, now you may have to give them to somebody closer to my size. My family could use these shirts because all I have left is smalls and mediums. The other thing I put out there is not available because, unfortunately, the Subway giveaway, those have expired, and we may be getting some more of those, but I don't have any current ones to give out. So, but I do have t-shirts. So if you've got an opinion on this, we've got a little bit of time left. The number again, 541-299-0498. I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back with the sports schedule. We'll be back with Cameron's picks for the week. And if anybody calls in, we'll talk a little bit more about putting Christ back into Christmas.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. A major partisan power struggle underway in North Carolina, where Republicans have stripped the incoming Democratic governor of some of his authority. It happened in a surprise special session despite protests. Governor-elect Roy Cooper, the current attorney general, has threatened to sue. Some critics say GOP lawmakers are engaging in a legislative coup. Secretary of State John Kerry paying his final respects to astronaut John Glenn at a public viewing inside Ohio's Capitol building. Kerry put his hand on Glenn's flag-draped casket this afternoon as Glenn's wife Annie watched along with Ohio Governor John Kasich. Drug overdoses deaths have increased by 33% in the past 5 years across the country, with some states seeing jumps of nearly 200%. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say 30 states saw increases in overdose deaths resulting from the abuse of heroin and prescription painkillers.
A radio station where community matters. 94.3 The Bridge.
With an SRN News Business Brief, I'm Wally Hines. Yahoo says it believes hackers stole data from more than a billion user accounts in August 2013. Information compromised could include names, email addresses, phone numbers, birth dates, and security questions and answers, bank and payment card information not believed to be affected. Federal prosecutors have charged two former executives from Heritage Pharmaceuticals with fixing prices of generic drugs. That's part of an ongoing government investigation into anti-competitive tactics by companies that make lower-cost drugs. Heritage says it fired the two last August. The Supreme Court could be making it easier for companies to defend themselves against patent infringement lawsuits. The court will decide whether such lawsuits can be filed in any court in the country as they are now, or whether they must be limited to courts that are more convenient for corporate defendants.
Back to Rogue Talk. I am the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith, and we've been talking about the idea of putting Christ back into Christmas. And we had a caller there, but they seem to have dropped off the line there. So unfortunately, looks like we may not be giving away any t-shirts today, but that's okay. We'll continue on. And there was one more thing I didn't get to in my notes here regarding this, and I've already kind of given my opinion that, you know, I think that the idea of pushing a lot of this into the public square needs to be done you know, in a measured way. But I will remind people, and I read some things on the internet related to this. There is an organization, and I'm trying to find my note here on this, that is the, what is the name of their organization? They, these, I'm having trouble finding it here, but they're, the separation, the where did I, okay, my notes are really a mess here. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, which is already a misnomer, and we'll get to that in a second, but they have a tagline, protecting the constitutional principle of separation of church and state. Okay, well, there's another misnomer in their tagline, because the Constitution does not have a separation of church and state, per se. Now, you notice they use the words constitutional principle, not constitutional right. And that, I'm sure that that's not by accident, because there is no such right, not in the Constitution. Separation of church and state is not in the Constitution. It is in a letter written by Thomas Jefferson. And it seems kind of convenient that the progressive left, they'll point out this, that because of this letter that Jefferson wrote, that that's what was meant in the mentions of religion in the Constitution. But in other instances, they tend to ignore the history of why certain amendments or certain parts of the Constitution were put in. So it's a little disingenuous for them to do it in this case. But if we go to the actual wording of the Constitution, it says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. So I would say a cross on public land is not, there's no law being made that is forcing Christianity on people. In fact, it may even be, if you make them take it down, you're prohibiting their free exercise. But again, I go back to, even though the words in the law, in the Constitution itself, don't support the beliefs of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, which there is no freedom from religion. It doesn't exist. But having said that, again, I would go back to the fact that I just don't think that it's something that we should engage in, at least not on a wide scale. I think we should, these things should be tempered. I mean, if there's been a cross on a hillside for, you know, for 30 years, and all of a sudden the progressives are up in arms about it, okay, leave it alone. It's been there. It's been a tradition. It's not hurting anyone. It's not forcing a religion on anyone. Leave it alone. But at the same time, you know, taking a city to court to force them to let you put your nativity in the city park, it's just not necessary. We have churches where you can set those up, and they're visible to the public just like the city park is. It's just not necessary. So it's one of those things, I think, that, you know, it has to be looked at on kind of a case-by-case basis, but there's no reason to overtly offend people. So that's all I've got on that subject. And again, this is the last segment, so I won't be taking another break before the end of the show. But if you've got an opinion on this, or you just want a free T-shirt, the phone number is 541-299-0498. And I'll stretch some headphones over so I can talk to you here in the studio. But now let's get into our sports schedule for Chieftain Sports for the upcoming week. And let me bring that back up here. The girls and boys basketball have three games next week. On Tuesday, they will be hosting Prospect Charter. The girls game will be at 5:30. The boys game at 7 o'clock. And on Wednesday, they will travel to Pleasant Hill. And once again, the game times 5:30 and 7. And then on Friday, they come back home and they host Glendale. And same game times, 5:30 and 7. And so both boys and girls varsity playing those 3 days. All those games will be right here on 94.3 The Bridge. And let's see if I can get you the next wrestling tournament or meet for the Chieftain boys, or Chieftain wrestlers, rather. It's, I don't know if there's any girls this year, but we have had girls in the past, so I shouldn't get that wrong. It looks like they don't have another tournament until the 21st of January. So nothing to report there on that. If we get word of any other wrestling events coming up, we'll cover that next week on Rogue Talk. So now, I unfortunately, because of the potential of a basketball tournament, and I'll be honest with you, I still don't know what the situation is. There's a JV tournament at Butte Falls this weekend. And so, of course, the Rogue Talk mascot, Cameron, is on the JV basketball team. So I believe he's on his way to a tournament, although I was having trouble finding out what the schedule was for that. One schedule I looked at has them playing two games tomorrow, but I couldn't find anything about what today's game was. It also showed the varsity girls playing in what is actually a JV tournament, and I wasn't able to confirm that before coming on the air. So I don't know what's going on with that, but what that does mean is, unfortunately, for my three California listeners especially, no Rogue Talk mascot, no Cameron today. But we will talk about his football picks. That's been our tradition since the show started, or at least since football season started. And Cameron, going into last week, was 28, 24, and 2, and had a really good week last week. He went 4-1. In fact, we had to pick mostly pro games because not much on the college schedule last week. And the only game he lost was the college game, and I'm sure a lot of people lost that game because I don't think anybody was picking Army to beat Navy last week, except, you know, maybe people that are fans of Army. But everyone else in the country thought Navy was going to win that one, and they didn't. Army upset them. So that was his only loss. So that brings his record now to 32 25-2. So if he continues with this kind of success, I'm going to, you know, I have to consider putting some money on his picks, but I know what happens if I start doing that. He'll definitely start losing. So let's get to this week's pick. Our first game, the Las Vegas Bowl. 9-3 Houston is taking on 10-3 San Diego State University. Houston is a 4-point favorite in that game, and let's bring up Cameron's picks here. Cameron is going to take Houston in that one, and of course, I believe it was Houston that upset Louisville earlier this year, so probably a pretty good pick on that one. So the next one we're going to pick, another college game, the Poinsettia Bowl. BYU is 8-4, and they're taking on Wyoming, who is 8-5. BYU is a 9-point favorite in this one, and Cameron is—he's never scared of the points, so he's going to pick BYU in this, which will make his Uncle Mike happy because I know he's a BYU fan, and so he's picking BYU to beat Wyoming, and picking them to cover that 9-point spread. Now, one we haven't done up to now, we're going to pick a NBA game. The Portland Trail Blazers at 13-15 are taking on tomorrow night, I believe this is, the Golden State Warriors, who are 23-4. And to nobody's surprise, Cameron's going to pick Golden State. He's a big Warriors fan. That's my fault. I grew up in the Bay Area, so we're big Golden State fans, and he's going to pick them to beat the Trailblazers, which probably won't make him real popular with a lot of his teammates on the basketball team, a lot of Blazer fans around here. So the last two games that we'll be picking, the Oakland Raiders are heading to San Diego to take on the Chargers, And Oakland is a 3-point favorite in this one. And, of course, the Rogue Talk mascot knows that's my team, the Raiders. And so he picked the Raiders. Usually he would pick against me, but he knows who the better team there is. So he picks the Raiders in that one. And finally, the Lions will head to actually to New Jersey, I believe it is, but they're taking on the New York Giants, and the Giants are Cameron's team, so that's why I threw that one in there. And the Giants are favored by 4, and to no surprise, Cameron is picking the Giants. So Cameron's picks for this week: Houston over San Diego State, BYU over Wyoming, Golden State over Portland, Oakland to beat the Chargers, and the Giants will beat the Lions. So we'll see how he does in those picks next week. And since we're talking about Christmas today, I just want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and very happy holidays. If you don't happen to be a believer, that's okay too. Most of the people that listen to this station are. This is a religious station. So I believe in Christmas, and I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And just wanted to touch on a couple more things related to the show. I've mentioned this a few times before, but Rogue Talk is always looking for underwriters. And the reason we say underwriters and not advertisers is this is a low power station. And by definition, low power stations have to be a nonprofit. It has nothing to do with their affiliation with the church. The church is a separate entity, a separate nonprofit. But the station itself, all low power stations must be nonprofit. So everything we do here is whatever underwriters we can get, whatever donations that can come directly through the website. That's how we keep the station on the air. Of course, we go out and get extra underwriters to get the sports put out there. So there's no money being made here. We do this as a community service. We do this because we enjoy it. Pastor Gigline started this station here. But if you have a business or another entity that needs to do some advertising, you can get a hold of me on the Rogue Talk Facebook page. Send me a message through the page if you're interested. You can do month to month. You can do 6 months at a time, a year at a time. We can discuss those things. I don't give the rates over the air, but it's very affordable. It's a very good way to support the station and to support this show. As I'm finding out, and I'm still learning, and you probably noticed today's show, there was a few hiccups. It's a lot of preparation to try and put these shows together. And so it just helps out with some of the little things that we need to do to get this show on the air. So anybody that's interested in that, you can contact me that way, or you can also send an email to feedback@943thebridge.com. Or you can visit the website, which is 943thebridge.com. And you can also donate directly to the station if you're so inclined. There's a button there that doesn't help Rogue Talk directly, but it helps keep me on the air. So I appreciate it either way. I support whatever the station is doing. It's a great community service to have this station here, and I'm really happy to be a part of it. And again, as I mentioned, next week I've got a great interview scheduled, and again, I'm going to leave you in a little suspense, but this is a very talented young lady that's doing some really great things recently, and I've known her for quite a few years, and I'm really looking forward to getting her on the show. So if you enjoy the interviews that we do here on Rogue Talk, you're going to enjoy next week's show. And so that's going to be all we've got for you today. I thank you so much for joining me. I want to thank Mom and Grandma and Mike for joining me today from California. So be good to one another, because Rogue Talk is over.
You've been listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
Listen to Rogue Talk with Jeff Smith, Fridays at 3 p.m. right here on Rogue River's Hometown Voice.
94.3 The Bridge.
Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.